Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Nicole Tiernan. I study genus Plumeria, which is commonly known as Frangipangi. It's that beautiful white flower girls put behind their ear in Hawaii, and I'm studying the species that occur across the Caribbean islands. I'm going to tell you about aloe. In Spanish, it's pronounced aloe, which is a genus with over 500 species. True aloe is called aloe vera. Most people are probably fairly familiar with it, but it's in the family Asphodelaceae in the Asparagales order, and it arrived to the Caribbean in the 19th century on trading ships from Africa, where many species are now grown ornamentally for tropical gardens. It's a very beautiful flower. The flowers are borne on a scape, which is a leafless stalk that comes out from a basal rosette of leaves. So that means all of the leaves are borne from the bottom, sort of like in a spiral. They're generally very colorful and pendant or drooping. And then the leaves are very fleshy, so they're known from the gel that fills the leaves. The leaves are generally striped or spotted, and they range in color from gray to bright green. Gel inside of the leaves is used medicinally. You can strip the skin off and sort of squeeze out the gel, and that gel is loaded with vitamins and minerals. You can use it for the immune system because it contains vitamins A, B, C, and E. You can also use it on your skin. It's used to relieve sunburn, cuts, and scrapes. It can be used to treat dandruff and acne. And then you can also take it internally by blending the gel with water and ingesting it. You can mix it with juice or coconut water because it's said to be fairly bitter. However, it helps with stomach ulcers and bacterial infections that cause diarrhea, as well as with constipation. Since it's succulent leaves, it doesn't need a lot of water, so it can grow in areas that are really hot and dry. You can find it in people's gardens. People grow it as an ornamental tropical garden plant. You can also find it in supermarkets. It's a common household plant.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.